W4DJW.
Text.
Hey, Patrick, I have a friend down in, do you have a minute?
Sure, getting ready.
All right, well, I have a friend down in Florida who pinged me and asked me if I could help out with a friend of his who is overseas at the moment and looking for his mother from the Teams Lane area of Asheville. Her name's Zoe Davis. Is there any way to put that out there to see if anybody has heard anything about Zoe Davis? He hasn't heard anything about his mother since the hurricane, and he's getting desperate, and he's overseas. His name is Jamie Wilson, J-A-M-I-E. W-I-L-S-O-N, and her name is Zoe Davis, Z-O-E-D-A-V-I-S. And I have a phone number if anybody has any information on her that they should call. Any way we can put that out there?
Easy in.
Go ahead, Harry.
Hang loose, Dave. Good to hear your voice again. There are some phone numbers up here that they're putting out, which I don't have in front of me this minute, but they're putting them out basically for what you're asking for. Let me look through my notes and see if I have got that phone number, because they're basically, if you're in Buncombe County, the Register of Deeds office has basically been going around and knocking on doors, and that would be the quickest way to find something out. You and Patrick chat a minute. Let me look through my notes and see if I can find that phone number. And if I can't, I will go and look for it. That will be the quickest way, because, like I say, they're verifying a list of people that they have made contact with, and there are. I don't know what they're looking for. I think we are technically still in that first mode. We're not in recovery yet, because I don't think they've identified. Anyway. Hang loose a minute, Casey, for easy in.
Okay, Harry, I appreciate you looking that up. And Patrick, do you have any questions on what I sent, and are you ready to copy a phone number or to call if anybody has any information about her?
Just got my paper out. If you will give me that information again just a little bit slower. I don't have quite as good a signal here at the house right now as I do up at the church, so just bear with me a minute, okay? But I'm ready to copy anytime.
Okay, the guy that is searching for his mother, his name is Jamie Wilson, J-A-M-I-E-W-I-L-S-O-N. He's the guy in search of his mother. His mother's name is Zoe Davis, Z-O-E. D-A-V-I-S. And the number to call if anybody has any information on where Zoe is, I'm pulling that up now. The number to call is area code 901-239-6887. I'll copy.
Amy Wilson, looking for Zoe Davis. Phone number is 901-239-6887. Do you happen to have an address for Zoe?
All he said is Teams Lane, Tango Echo Alpha Mike Sierra, Teams, T-E-A-M-S, Lane, L-A-N-E, Lima Alpha November Echo, area of Asheville.
Teams, Tango Echo Alpha Mary Lane, area of Asheville.
That's plural, T-E-A-M-S, Tango Echo Alpha Mike Sierra.
Okay, that's what I got wrote down. So even if Harry does that, we will try to reach out to somebody in that area tomorrow and see what we can find out. I've got connections up that way personally, so I'll see what I can do.
All right, Patrick, thanks a lot. I'm going to go back to my friend. He's waiting on me. I'm going to go back to him, and then I'll come back here. I'll be listening in case Harry comes back. But I'm going to go back to him and let him know that has been put. He asked if I could put it out over ham radio. He doesn't know anything about ham radio. But anyway, I'm going to go back and let him know that it's out there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Harry.
the quickest way to find out something is to call the iHeart Radio Asheville. They have the connections to go to next. Let me give you that phone number. We've used it and I've heard it used. Right now they're on 99.9 KISS FM. That's the group. But the phone number to call is 828-240-9962. And I just caught the tail end of what you were giving to Patrick. If you give them that information, they can follow up on it and then give them a number that they can call back to let you know what they find, and then Patrick can follow up tomorrow morning. And if you need it. I live in essentially Candler, and Candler is West Asheville, West Buncombe, in the middle of Buncombe County. So if you need somebody to physically go out and look, I can do that. I can probably do that tomorrow afternoon. But again, call back the iHeart Radio station and put that same information out, and they will either tell you where to call or they will find out how to do it. That's gonna really and truly be the quickest way. But let your guy overseas know that the messages come through, and I don't know how many people Patrick knows up here, but he's probably going to have a dozen of us available to look for something. It's KC4EZ again.
Okay, Harry, I appreciate it very much. I'll let him know. I'll pass this information on to him as well and let him know that there we got two threads running on it, maybe three. I'll appreciate it very much. Appreciate it very much, W4DJW.
Just try to help you any way I can. And I'll be reaching out to the fire departments, and they can pass the information around. So that's where my connections are at.
Okay, thanks. And if I'm not near the radio, or if you have any information, you can. I do get text messages. I might not get them when you send them. I might get them hours later, but I do eventually get all the text messages, I think, that anybody told me they sent. So text works. It's just kind of slow. Appreciate it, Patrick.